The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
You can also mail without a box through the U.S. Postal Service's an inflated beach ball. Has to be inflated.
Wow. Yeah. You'd think they'd want it.
I know. That has to be inflated.
Huh. There's the new business right there. Send your friend an insult beach ball. So get beach balls with swear words printed on them.
And they probably won't accept it if it has profanity on it.
Burn.
Yeah.
Beach ball burn.
Did you get my ball, Elise?
So you just named it the beach ball burn.
Beach ball burn.
Yes. I like it, James. I like it.
Beach ball burn.
Then don't put curse words. Just put insults to your friends.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like,
hey, your feet stink, dummy.
James.
No return address.
Yeah.
Your feet stink, dummy. Beach ball burn.
I want him to. He's got to write all the burns.
Yeah, he does.
He's got to write all the burns.
I'll do it. I'll write them all. They'll all be dumb and childish.
Yep, I love it.
They'll talk about poops and farts.
I love that idea.
Maybe boogers.
Yep.
Hashtag beach ball burn.
You eat boogers.
I love
dummy.
Beach ball burn. That's my new retirement plan.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So and that would be cheap to mail, right?
Yeah.
An inflated beach
it's
ball.
Light.
Probably just one.
Yeah.
Well,
they're so question. Cheap to manufacture.
Question.
Yes.
They take up a tremendous amount of size because it's also
is it
size
based on weight. I thought it was based on weight.
No, I think it's size and weight combo.
There's a little bit of a size factor for sure, but yeah. I feel like the lack of weight that the beach balls are going to have, the size isn't going to matter. And plus, you can get beach balls that are, you know, like the size of a coconut.
Yeah, that's true. Like little mini balls.
Yeah, you can get tiny balls.
Tiny. Yeah.
Might pop, though.
Well,
that's a chance you take.
You're relying on the Postal Service to handle your package with care.
Yeah. You can always return your...
Jason dropped a beach ball in there, did he?
Beach ball burn.
I thought he said he has an inflated... Jason has an inflated beach ball in his office.
Right there.
There
see?
So that's your first beach ball burn.
This is my prototype. I'm going to write... Yeah. Your feet smell, dummy.
Throw it at somebody and hit it right in the face.
Beach ball burn. Salted.
Beach ball burn.
Louder than I thought it was going to be.
That's crazy.
It really bounced everywhere.
Just going all over the
it was like a bullet inside, like a bulletproof room.
Yep.
Boom.
Beach ball burn.
That would never go into my mailbox. So the your feet steep.
Your feet smell, dummy.
Beach ball burn. It would just be laying there near everybody else's mailbox, so they would all see it. You know?
There would just be beach ball burn balls, like just blowing down the street.
Yep.
Any the tiniest,
you never know what you'll get.
Yeah, well, you don't. You hope you're like, oh, I don't even know if this was really to me this burn, but
why did
the address to you?
How do you say that?
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah, Entenmann's. They brought us donuts a couple years ago.
Oh,
yeah. National Donut Day.
That's a strange combo.
They also came with some festive swag.
Yes, it is.
Let's see. Listen,
beach ball.
Listen,
take your donuts to the beach this year.
You sell mini donuts. You're like, listen, we got it. We're giving them to these people. We got to come up with the cheapest thing we can give them. And someone was like,
what about a beach ball?
And it works.
Whoa!
We had Dave and
Chuck beach balls years ago.
And they just got more mileage out of that ball than they did out of all those donuts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And they're like, we're genius.
One quick email here. This guy sent us this message last night. He's having a sperm test today. He said, wife and I have been having trouble conceiving, so I have to rub out some knuckle children and take them to a lab today for counting. What funny line could I use when I drop off my sample? It's going to be awkward anyway. I thought I'd make it fun. Figured I'd turn to you guys.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of pressure.
Do people try and joke up the sperm sample?
I think guys do because they're uncomfortable.
I'd be very
in that situation. I don't think they plan it, though. I don't think they have, like, a whole skit planned.
Right.
Just so uncomfortable, you know.
Dude comes in just, like, dancing. Like,
Here's my sperm.
Juggling it.
Which one do you want? All right. Keep your eye on the sperm.
I don't know. I feel like the sperm ladies, they don't want your jokes.
No, I'm no, sure they don't.
I'm sure they hear it a lot.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Sure that they the get a bunch thing. Of uncomfortable men that say silly things.
I feel the same way just when I've never had to give that kind of sample.
No, nor have I.
Thank goodness in my whole life. I've never had to give that kind of...
I had to give a poop sample once, and that was horrifying.
Oh, my God.
It's horrifying.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah. When they were, and I had my ulcers and stuff, and they were trying to figure out what was going on with me, they just they took every part of me.
But this is the thing, like, they don't... When I just have my own,
this is not bad.
Like, even giving my dogs, I'm like,
oh yeah,
I apologize for that. Yeah. But so I can't imagine.
I thought that you gave like the finale stuff at the place. I didn't know you go. You went home and
I didn't know that either.
Really, but I mean, it does make some sense.
It seems a little less awkward.
Put it in the fridge.
I think you have to do that if they're using it, like if you're a sperm donor or something.
Okay.
But I think if you're, they're just testing it, it doesn't have to be for a shower spigot.
So, but it doesn't last long, though, so it might have to be like you...
You chill it, maybe, or something.
Jerk it and go. You know I just did it.
You know, that, you go. My guilty pleasure is the Housewives show. So I watched the New Jersey one recently. And remember the guy I would always talk about that would say, I got to get the poison out. I got to get the poison out. You know, so and he's like always macho talking up his stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so he goes and he gets this test because they were thinking about having another kid. And they're like, you only have two. That's it.
Two sperm?
I got two!
He's only got two sperm.
Well, he got all the poison out.
Oh, the poison is gone! I got it all
the
out.
Poison out of there.
It still feels good.
They're like, you only have two. But so it must have been embarrassing for him. But
He's like, hey, I gotta get the poison out!
It's crazy.
Oh, I only have two little sperm.
Man, that's crazy to think like that. I guess I never really looked at it like...
He's like, those two sperm, I'll make a baby right now.
They'll live forever. They'll live forever.
Someone wants this sperm guy to go
You'll
in.
Have twins.
Go in as the Phantom of the Opera.
Just like with a mask on.
They'll call the police.
Well, they
I'm sure there's like some kind of security at that place that would just hit that guy with a nightstick.
Oh, yeah.
Phantom of the Opera mask guy.
I got him.
Fine. Ooh, he dropped his sample.
Oh.
This guy said, after my brother had a vasectomy, he had to bring in his stuff. He had 30 minutes from finale to get to the place.
That's what I would have assumed. You got the clock is ticking.
And you have to keep it warm, so he tucked it under his armpit.
Oh, you got to keep it warm. That's odd.
Mm.
I would have assumed the opposite.
You keep it alive.
Yeah. That's funny to have two sperms.
Yeah.
Just two.
I've never heard of that.
Like those.
Honestly. Because we're supposed to have like millions, right?
Yeah.
If you go from millions to two, this sounds real bad.
That's it.
I keep mine pretty low. Like, you know, you see the, what was it? Was it Jackass that they did? They all had to do one and they were trying to see like who had the most.
Yeah. So yeah, with sperm checking, someone's confirming you have 45 minutes now to deliver it and you do need to keep it warm. Some places have rooms to take care of it, but for the majority of now you just have to do it at home and bring it in.
That's close enough. You get stuck in traffic.
My sperm's getting cold.
Gotta do it again. You gotta do it in traffic.
Oh no, you can't. No. You'll get arrested.
Sorry, I had to just do this in traffic.
You don't understand, officer.
Yeah, during COVID, a lot of them, even the ones that had the clinic, said, no, it's got to be at home. You can't spray your juices in here.
No.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird.
So, should he joke?
No.
He could, you know what he could do? He could, like, cover his hand in, like, a ton of lube.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And so it's, like, dripping off his hand.
That is disgusting,
Chuck. It could be dripping off his hand.
These are the worst ideas.
You have the worst ideas.
Thanks.
Thanks,
Lee.
Super fresh.
Thanks, Lee.
It's the worst ideas.
Oh, my God.
Absolute worst.
I'm never going to stop coming up with them.
Dripping lube.
They'll think he's a pervert.
Oh,
like
my
you.
God.
So I'd rather you go in as the Phantom of the Opera.
How's your brain even think of that?
You're like twisted.
Maynard's with us here. Not Maynard from Tool, a different Maynard.
I was like, he is?
Hi, Maynard.
Put it in wine.
All right, guys. Penis balls.
Penis balls.
Hey, the guy, when he goes into the office, he can tell him, hey, I'm here to drop my kids off at daycare.
All right.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
But I'm...
Yeah.
it's Someone said he should dress in a DoorDash outfit.
That's kind of funny.
That's kind of funny. Just dropping this off for a guy.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
That's actually kind of funny because it's not disgusting like Chuck or Lane.
No.
Like, okay. Yeah. I say don't.
I say don't.
Because I don't think
it's the time for jokes. I just.
You think it, like women will be there and yeah, like, be dropping it off to that? They don't want to hear that.
You come with like a crystal ball and you're like, want to see the future, and then it's just your sperms.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they're coming up with a skit.
Jack
crazy.
In the box.
Oh my God.
Oh, the cap wasn't on.
Oh, jeez.
Someone said he should go full suit, like dark glasses, briefcase, act like it's a big secret high-end drug
flip
deal.
Tooth.
Yeah, you got the
like the combo briefcase.
Combo briefcase.
Or he could go like Job from Arrested Development as a magician.
Oh, yeah. Like shoots it out of his sleeve.
Oh, shoot it out of his sleeve.
A puff of smoke and then it appears on the counter.
Don't pull it out of your mouth. Don't pull it out of your mouth, Chuck.
Ew, how do you come up with that?
Oh, my God. Who pulls it out of their mouth,
Chuck?
My God, that's not a magician that I want to see.
That's in his mouth. You're gross.
God, couldn't you just took your hat off and pull it out like a rabbit?
Think of that.
Like, think of that. Why do you think of
that?
You
ruined mine.
It was down your throat.
I was like, funny magician.
I love Job's magic.
Oh my God, me too.
Job's magic.
I don't know who Job is. I'm missing out on Job.
It's spelled G-O-B.
Yeah.
And everybody calls him Gob.
Chuck in Boston.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good. How would you drop off a sperm sample?
Prepare to bang.
Prepare to bang, sir.
Why, thank you. Yeah. I would walk in there with my arms in my shirt so it looked like I have no arms, holding the sample in my mouth and just drop it off the plate.
Oh, my God. Jeez. No, I wouldn't go fake amputee. I'm not going to go fake amputee.
How did I do?
Oh, my God.
How did I do?
How did I make
it? Oh, my God. You've got no arms.
It's in your mouth.
My God.
Gary's in South Rockwood. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Penis balls, guys.
Penis, you tried a joke, and I guess it didn't go over well?
That's how I think they all would go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got a vasectomy last year, and I called and said, hey, I need to drop off my semen sample so they could test it. And they said, you know, put it in the bag, put your name on it. And I said, hey, no problem. And they said, actually, make sure you double bag. And I said, hey, I'm a gentleman. I'll definitely do that. And I thought I'd get a laugh, but she didn't laugh or anything. So
no.
I just kind of walked in.
Wait, you just, like, throw it in a Ziploc bag?
I actually love the idea of putting it in a giant bag.
Oh, like a gallon bag.
Like you bring like a big bag, and it's just still the.
I
just
would have assumed it was in like a little like pill jar or something. It's just in a Ziploc. You just finale into a Ziploc.
I thought it was, yeah, it would be. In
oh
a
no! What
cup.
I'm assuming is that you have a cup, yeah. And then you've got to put a Ziploc on.
You just don't drop it right in the bag.
You know, like they don't want your. You just touch stuff.
Put my stuff in a bag.
I'm holding that thing, and
yeah. Okay.
Making they don't sure. want to touch that.
No. This woman said, I actually got pulled over by the cops taking my husband's in. I had it in a paper bag between my legs. Cop asked me to open the bag. I said, that's my husband's rum.
Oh,
she said,
she's very, very blunt about it.
That's my husband's rum.
She's not
No.
My lady.
He didn't believe me, so I gave him the bag. He was not impressed with me laughing.
I would feel so strange driving around with that. And having to drop that off. What a weird day.
I know. It is a weird day. Just got to drop the Lenny stuff off at the doctor, and then I got to go to Target.
Oh, my God.
That's super weird. That's a crazy day.
Yeah, it is.
Just asking someone to do that for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it should be your own.
It should be you.
It'd be funny to have it like swaddled like a baby.
Yeah, I've got it all
and
wrapped
then, and
up.
And it's just in there, and you're like,
I had to keep it warm.
Here you
it's
go.
My stuff.
Oh, man. Someone said, just open the door. I got some freshly squeezed man juice here.
No.
God, no. Go as a drug dealer with a trench coat and a big hat. Got your stuff.
Yeah.
Open your jacket. Dress like a bartender, deliver it shaken, not stirred.
You could go up and, like, putt-putt golf it.
Cheyenne has a suggestion. This guy's going in, dropping off his sperm today to get it tested. He's wanting to know how he can make a little joke to make it less awkward. What's your idea, Cheyenne?
My idea is that he could say, we ran out of biscuits, but here's the gravy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah.
What if you had, like, what if you had a fake dropper? Like, you drop one to drop.
What do you mean?
He like filled up a little cup with like heavy whipping cream.
That's funny. You're like, oh, we got it everywhere. Oh, no.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
All over yourself.
No, call the police. Like all over yourself. You spill it on yourself.
You bring one that's in a shot glass and you're like, is that the way I was supposed to package this?
Or you. Oh, man, I got the worst ideas. You're right, Lise.
Yes.
Because my next idea was even more diabolical. You go in with a friend.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Oh, my God.
You go in with a friend.
You go in with a friend who has a beard. And then you...
They have stuff.
You take it out of his beard?
No, he's got.
Oh.
What?
He's got a messy situation.
His friend helped
him deliver his.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna go do that?
I'm just saying, it's a joke, Lise. You're gonna go. You're gonna like, help someone out there. You're gonna put like, you're gonna like Cinnabon stuff all over your face. That's your idea again.
God, just shut up. And this probably is the best one. They've heard them all. Don't be the douche they talk about today.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It'd be funny to release a pigeon. From the end of their doorway to there, flies over, and it's got it like on its leg.
Yeah. Oh, that's never happened.
No, I guarantee that'd be a first.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just drop it off, dude. Just drop it off. Sorry, I mean, there's some sperm acceptors who are going to be in for a rough day, I guess.
Good luck. I hope you have more than two.
Yeah.
I do like a Spider-Man outfit suggestion right there.
It all depends if you want to have them.
Like a slinger. Yeah,
if you want to have kids or you don't want to have kids, being told that you only have two is
that's rough.
Well, it's either horrible news or great news.
Exactly.
You know,
I assume it would be horrible news.
Yes, most of the time.
This person said I had to drop off my sample after a vasectomy. I didn't realize it was a holiday where the doctors wouldn't be in to test it. After the nurse told me that no one could test it, she handed me a new cup and asked me if I wanted her to throw away that sample I brought.
Oh, no.
I looked at her and said, yeah, I don't need it.
I'll
give me that back.
Gotta go do it again.
Come on.
I'm going to need a minute.
Sugar glaze around your mouth.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's part of my joke.
Like, eat a bunch of donuts.
Exactly.
That is really bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah.
Have your friend hand it to you. Right. Just drop it off. Just drop it off, and good luck with your test. Hope it goes well, Mr.
Good
Dozer.
Luck.
A new study ranks the scariest horror films of all time, but with science. They monitored heart rates. They followed the heart rates of hundreds of people across more than 100 hours of horror films to determine the scariest films of all time. And a movie I haven't heard of comes out number one. But maybe it should be on your list if you love scary movies for the Halloween season. The Ethan Hawke 2012 movie Sinister.
Oh, yeah, that's a messed up movie.
It comes out as the scariest horror film of all time, according to science.
What's
and what
in it,
it does to your heart rate.
What the heck?
It follows a true crime writer who investigates a string of gruesome murders on film footage. And audience members experienced a 32% rise in their heart rate while watching it. But there is a scene in the movie where the heart rates jump to 133 beats per minute.
Man, I hate scary movies.
Yours would be 197.
I hate the way that my body feels. I hate that whole thing.
You know what's funny is I love horror movies, and honest to God, like sometimes it'll get too scary, and I'll just like close one eye and kind of like half look at it.
Yeah,
so, like I don't get fully scared.
Yeah,
I'm like that with real gore. Like real, if I know like someone's gonna get their head chopped off or something, I'll be like,
I don't need to see that.
Yeah. But that was the movie that came out on top. There was a scene in Insidious that had a very similar heartbeat rise, 133 beats per minute. But overall, Sinister kept people's hearts beating the fastest.
Mm. Yeah, it's a crazy flick.
My kids have just started, like, they've been terrified of anything. Like, they've been so slow to watch anything even remote. Like, I tried to put Goonies on one time. Like, this is years ago. But I tried to put it on, and I realized they're scared.
Well, you think they get it from you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Right.
I mean, but I've never watched scary movies around them.
Well, because that's what I mean. Like, they wanted to watch me, and you'd be like, no, God.
Well, no, like, I don't even think I've done that. Like, it's just not even something... I mean, but you never know because kids pick
see
up
how
on
Goonies
everything.
Can be scary. To
That's what
kid.
I mean. Like, yeah. I was like, oh man, no, this is going to be this is
that
actually
old lady's kind of scary.
It's too scary, yeah. And then you know, like the sloth.
Yeah.
So
someone said Sinister made them piss.
It's yeah. not. Like, I didn't see it because Ethan Hawke's in
it's
it.
It's just, I mean, like, horror movies don't, I didn't feel my heart rate go up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, maybe you
I think
weren't
it
monitoring.
All depends.
Maybe you weren't monitoring it.
Yeah. I, that's true. I yeah. wasn't. I wasn't.
Maybe if you were monitoring
taking
it.
Taking my pulse while
I would
I'm watching.
See it go off the charts.
That's interesting, though.
Only four older films are in the rankings. They found that the newer ones are what really made people's heart rates go crazy because I think they've pushed the boundaries more and more.
I think
right?
I also, I honestly, I think that they know the formula to like make your, like they are testing that. Like they're testing. Like,
yes.
How high are we getting people's heart rates? How high with the jump scare? How well did it work?
Yeah.
You know, I honestly, I think that they're like,
oh, there's like an art form to yeah. like a horror movie cinematically.
Only four films more than 20 years old made the top 10. The Exorcist.
Yes.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Halloween. And the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. I've never watched the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I saw the remake or whatever.
Actually, the top 20. They're not even in the top 10.
Most of them. Yeah.
So the full list is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want a list of great scary movies to watch this Halloween season. But here we go from the top to the bottom. So Sinister, as we said, number one. Then Insidious, The Conjuring, Hereditary, Paranormal Activity, the original one. That got Chuck's heart rate to about 212 beats
yep.
per minute.
Yep.
It Follows. Is that the sequel to It?
I guess. No, I think It Follows.
Oh, It Follows something else?
It's some kind of weird sex thing.
Okay.
Like, there's like a, this girl has sex with people in it.
2014 supernatural psychological horror film.
See, I love psychological thrillers. That's my over, you know, just plain horror.
Yeah. Some it's a curse that's factor. Passed around sexually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jesus.
Don't give me a sex curse. Don't give me a sex curse.
Yeah. Oh, they'll take it.
At this point, he'll take it. So that's number six on the list. Then The Conjuring 2, The Babadook.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to watch that Babadook movie, and it was just boring.
Yeah, I thought it was boring, too.
Yeah.
The Descent, The Visit, The Ring, A Quiet Place, A Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 28 Days Later, The Exorcist, Hush, It, and Scream.
That's like Clive Barker did Hellraiser, I think. Was it Clive Barker? I can't remember who did Hellraiser, but those like 80s horror movies to me are like the scariest ones. But it might have been because I was exposed to them.
I think that's what it is.
When you were exposed to them.
If I sat down and watched Hellraiser right now for the first time,
yeah,
it probably wouldn't affect me as badly. Like, I've seen The Ring,
you watched
right?
Live Leak stuff, though, too.
Yeah, so. I know. That's what I mean. Like, so
it's like
gore doesn't really get to me, but I don't really want to sit through like a Saw type movie. Mm-hmm. I really just mm-hmm. don't.
Not me either.
When I was a kid, too, I used to watch Tales from the Crypt, and that used to freak me out.
I used to watch Phases of Death.
Oh my God.
I saw that once.
So did Amber. So did Amber.
Yeah.
Here's the movie of the sex curse.
I used to daydream about being old enough to go on dates. I had this image of myself holding hands with a really cute guy. Just having some sort of freedom, I guess.
Easy.
Watch yourself.
Easy.
It's still a movie trailer.
You're not going to believe me, and I need you to remember what I'm saying.
What?
This thing.
I don't like it.
It's going to follow you. Somebody gave it to me, and I passed it to you.
It's getting uncomfortable.
It's a metaphor for chlamydia.
Whatever you want,
it kind of is.
Someone walking straight for you. All you can do is pass it along to someone else.
So, like, the whole thing is, you banged me.
You got a ghost, and now
it's coming. It's going to kill me.
Yep.
So I need to try and bang someone.
Just luck.
I gotta bang the ghost out of you.
Right? Yep.
Oh, I'm going right to a hooker.
You got to, right?
Why wouldn't you do that? Movie end. Well, movie ends in 4 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I go to a hooker and done. Woo, got that ghost out of me.
Yeah.
Mine would just be constantly running.
because I can't find anybody big. Well, that's what I mean. That's why I'm going to a hooker. I'm not going to sit and drop
that suspense for you.
I'm not going to be swiping right. Like, oh my God, one of these work.
Like, dropping my phone, trying to go through Tinder.
I'm like, oh, Jesus, God, whatever.
I'm trying to take sex a shot.
Like, oh my God, none of these words are working. I'm not attractive.
I got to get out of here. I got to have some sex. Oh, no. Oh, it's so difficult.
Yep. I'd go right in. I'd run into a park bathroom if I had to, just to get rid of that.
Oh my God. I mean, it's going to kill me.
Yeah. Come on. You're going gay?
Dude, to get rid of a ghost?
Yep. Would you go gay to get rid of a ghost? That's the question. Would you glory hole it? Would you truck stop glory hole it?
That's all I have to do
it was
is
going
just
to kill you. Yeah.
That, I guess, is like the easiest solution is just the glory hole. You're like,
Just do it.
Just do it.
Get me out of me.
Yeah, the guy's like, wow, this is really hot. He's like talking about a demon and stuff inside
of him. Get the demon out. Suck the demon out.
And then all of a sudden that guy's got a demon, but mind you, he gives it to someone else in a second.
Well, like literally the next hour.
Yeah.
So then it just passes that demon all over.
I'm just saying, I mean, like, there's a flaw in that movie because you just go get a $30.
Unless
you sound like you've got to be in love with the person or whatever.
Well, that's why they made it like a hot chick or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, so that she can easily.
Yeah.
It's easy for her, right?
Yeah.
By the way, it's a Detroit movie. It was made on 8 Mile.
Hmm. Really?
Yep. All
that's
filmed
cool.
in Detroit and Redford.
Hmm.
Stella just watched the movie The Nun. I've never seen the movie The Nun.
That's a scary movie.
That's
dude.
What people were saying. And, so she was staying at my place yesterday, and she was like yelling at me from the other room. And then I walked towards my bathroom, and there's like a closet there, and I like slipped into the closet, and I knew she was gonna come over, and she came right by, and I was like, bah!
Oh,
she just
the
dropped.
Her.
She just dropped.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. White trash alert.
Sometimes I wonder how many black market operations for like crazy things are currently on the go.
More than you could ever imagine.
Right? That's what I feel.
It's
like it's all around us. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
There's crazy underground stuff happening that I'm not a part of, and I will never ever imagine that it's going on.
Right.
What you need, Dave? I can get you some black market stuff.
All right. Well, see if you can get me this. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission just wrapped up a 19-month investigation into, ready for this?
Yeah.
$1 million flying squirrel trafficking ring.
Well, think about it.
Flying squirrels.
People want them.
They're pretty cool.
Have you ever seen those videos? They're like on TikTok or whatever. Someone will have 10 of them. Oh. And they put them up top on a dresser and they're like, and then they all slowly like jump off and fly into their hands. So people want these things.
Hmm.
I've seen them where somebody had like just one pet one. I didn't know that they had like people with flocks of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
There are 7 guys in a rural part of Florida who are trapping flying squirrels, which is illegal because they are protected in Florida.
Uh-huh.
They then would sell them to dealers in Florida and Georgia who would find buyers in places like South Korea and claim the squirrels were legally raised. The buyers would fly to Florida and then drive the squirrels to Chicago.
Where it's fine.
Before they flew them home.
That's nice.
I see.
They believe they caught 36,000 flying squirrels in 3 years. Approximate retail value, $1 million.
Wow.
That's nuts.
A lot of money.
So far, 7 guys have been arrested. More arrests are coming. Their mugshots up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Talk about a white trash alert.
Get them flying squirrels, get her!
You can tell which one the leader is.
Mugshots make me feel bad for the squirrels, man.
Yeah. Some guys, some guys.
He's the man with the most majestic mullet.
I don't know. I feel like there's 3 trappers and 1 guy who does all the money work.
Yeah.
He's the only one that can count that high.
If I'm a brains rich bunch.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, the 2 on the left, they can catch a squirrel like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And I bet they eat them.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's the craziest thing. I've never seen a flying squirrel.
No, I've never. No,
like, I didn't know. Are they in the wild in Florida?
That's what they look like right there.
Well, I mean, I've seen them, but I haven't seen one, like, in real life. I haven't.
Yeah. Oh, no, no.
I think I'd poop myself if a squirrel came flying at me.
Yes.
Because I have squirrels all over my place, so if one just all of a sudden took flight, they can get mean, I bet.
I have an all-white squirrel by me.
What are you talking about?
Like an albino?
Yeah.
You have an albino squirrel?
So cool.
Lisa, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, try to get a picture. I'll have to try.
That's king of the squirrels.
I think he lives
nearby.
Yeah,
that's probably very rare, Lisa.
Yeah.
You might have like a... like $1 million squirrel there.
What's look up the rates here, Dave. We might have to go trapping.
Yeah.
No, we're going albino squirrel trapping.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna trap.
It might need to go to a rescue.
Yeah.
Albino
squirrel? Rare.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So like
wow.
Did you know about this story?
No. No. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But people in the area you live in have noticed it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's cool.
He's real cool.
Yeah.
He's like, what's so the big cool, one? Right? Why are you staring at me? I've got one. You
know, it's crazy, because he's got... So, I know this is weird, but he still has black eyes, which is something else. So, when you're, like, all white... And then, but your eyes aren't red.
That's not albino. It's not.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, no. It's in fact not albino, which is even more rare because it possesses dark eyes as opposed to red. Instead, the critter is a white morph, which is still unusual, but it's a more of a natural mutation.
The only reason I know that is because Stella just got one of these axolotls.
That's like a lizard?
It's a Mexican salamander.
Yeah, salamander.
That never turns into a salamander. It stays as its second underwater creature.
Oh, weird.
It's called an axolotl.
Salamanders are bizarre.
Right, because they turn into water dogs.
They breathe through their skin.
Yeah.
Buddy texted
me. It has gills.
Apparently, there's a bunch of albino squirrels near where I live, too. But
oh, really?
Yeah. But
maybe you'll see one. It's pretty
I haven't yet.
Neat when you do see one.
I'm sure, because it would be like, what?
It's really
stands That's
out.
Super cool. I'd be like, I'd make a wish.
I was going to say, it's like seeing a leprechaun.
Yeah. Honestly, that would have blown my little mind, I think.
Too.
I think a white squirrel would have blown my little mind.
Oh, for sure. Like, what
didn't it do?
But yeah, like, they do stick out for predators. Yeah, they'll be probably.
Sure.
Yeah, like it's got its own crowd. It's cracked up to me. I'll tell you that much. People staring at it. All these people hunting me.
Hawks are swooping down at them every second.
Away.
You're right.
It's not easy being an albino squirrel.
It's not.
Yeah, my yard is overrun by squirrels right now. Mm. They're trying to stash their nuts everywhere all around our stuff.
There's a bunch of them around me, and they get more bold where they'll, like, come closer to, like, my sliding glass door and things, hop up on my, like, porch.
Yeah, development has scared most of them away from my area still. Now you'll see occasionally one or two, but they haven't, like, taken over the way squirrels will eventually.
Dan's in New Boston. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks. What's your comment?
I was calling about the flying squirrels, man. My father-in-law, we live in Brownstown, Michigan. We've got probably 15 to 20 of them at a time that come in his right in his backyard, wild ones.
Flying squirrels?
Flying squirrels, yep. They're like gliders.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, my father-in-law, he's like handy, man. He built all these little birdhouses and all this stuff. He's always feeding the animals. He feeds them almost every night, and we got pictures. I mean, I got my kids on my shoulders. We can get within, like, 3 or 4 feet of these things.
Oh, so they're not really...
They
can just take flight, right?
And I will say this. They seem a lot more tame. And, I mean, I understand whatever I'm seeing have been raised by humans, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're jumping in the hands and stuff.
It's much different.
One of these guys that was arrested in Florida, his name is Vester Taylor.
I think Vester is the mastermind.
You think he's the leader?
Yeah.
He looks the most...
I think he's like more like the... Well, he's got the least amount of charges, so he's probably like the muscle.
But are his charges... Like, what is racketeering?
That's like mob work.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, did these guys, are they, do they have
well,
all the charges?
Rodney's the one that has money laundering. He's the only one that has money laundering charge, so maybe he's the leader.
Jesus.
Rodney Knox.
That's not what you would have thought. Got a lot of moles. But
Vester. I've never met a human Vester. Named Vester.
No. I'm Vester Taylor.
Vester. I am Vester.
He's the second of them, too.
Yeah, there is his father named Vester.
Well, that's how you get the name Vester, usually. It's like a family name.
Thank God my dad wasn't named Vester.
Yeah.
I hated David, but I sure would hate Vester.
You sure would.
It's Vester and Chuck the Freak. It never would have happened. Never, right? I never.
Vester and Chuck the Freak. Never. My whole life would be different.
Yeah. If they had named me Vester.
Yeah, it would have been way different.
I'd be trying to catch squirrels.
Yeah.
They have white. There's white deer, too.
See, if I saw that, I'd be like.
I mean, I've never seen it.
You're an elven king.
Is that crazy?
I would have thought it was a unicorn.
You're an elven king's pet.
I would have thought it was a unicorn, guys.
I spotted one in Kensington Metro Park near Milford.
That's pretty cool.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that. That
so
is
it's weird.
Nuts.
Yeah. But
see, if you were high, you'd just be like, oh my God.
But see, it doesn't have, it's got, it's like just,
it's
everything's
not
white, but it's not albino.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's weird. It's super rare. That's super, super rare.
Yeah. I feel like this would play when a white deer came into the shot.
Oh
my gosh. To see all white animals.
Are you seeing this, man?
I think the queen of the deers is here, man. I'm not even joking.
Well, you wait. Hold on. You can't be hallucinating because I see it.
You see it too, man?
I see the queen of the deer.
That means that it's real, bro. I don't know what to do. Why don't we respect it?
We've got to offer it something.
All right. All I got is this. I can't give it drugs, man.
No, we need that.
Yeah, that's for us. Sorry, queen of the deers.
We'll play some music for you.
And it would freak you out if you ate these mushrooms. So, please. Don't curse us, but
I'm sure
bless
you need mushrooms, though.
All right, there she goes. Up she pooping.
Wow.
She
gets majestic.
Yeah, it's much more of a majestic poop.
Then I drive by and hit it with my car.
Oh my God! Out of violent ending, man! Jeez! Why did that happen?
What a violent ending.
That's how it would go. The rare albino deer.
I smoked a rare deer. On the way into work.
Just doesn't shock me that, like, all the white deers and the white squirrels all just go to Lisa's backyard.
For sure they do. Yeah.
Not white deer, not yet.
Well, now the word's out. They're coming for you,
exactly.
Lisa. We're safe here. Carlos is in Boston. Hi, Carlos.
How you doing?
Good, man. We're talking about flying squirrels and albino squirrels and that fun stuff. You had a comment.
Oh, yeah, I had found one before hanging out in the courthouse next to my house, and I go to bring it in to my daughter in a shoebox. So once I go to show her, I grab it, it bites me, runs off my hands, and jumps out the window and escapes.
Well, sure, it's a flying squirrel that's been trapped.
Did you get squirrel powers?
No.
Squirrel man. He's like, all I have is a tail and I can climb trees.
Yeah. Friendly neighborhood squirrel man.
He's got nuts in his mouth.
Give me those nuts.
putting them under the carpet.
Yeah.
Squirrel man.
There's a reason there's
Magneto.
No squirrel man for a reason.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like that great of a.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I think there is one called Squirrel Girl. I think there's a superhero called Squirrel Girl.
Yeah, that's like a Great Lakes Avengers.
Yeah. Sure is. The unbeatable squirrel girl is what she's called.
Right.
Wow.
Pretty sexy, huh, Dave?
But why?
She got a great
set of nuts slutted her up. Yeah, they slutted her up.
Yeah.
Now you know why people are into furries.
Does she turn into this squirrel or is that her like sidekick?
That's an Al question. I don't know anything about her.
I just knew she existed. My knowledge of squirrel girl's been exhausted.
I've got nothing else for you.
Looks like her sidekick.
It does look like your sidekick, but you can tell that this is based kind of so that people masturbate to it.
Right.
Furries.
There's a lot of comics that are like that, I think.
You should have seen it in like the 90s, dude, when I was reading comic books. Like,
yeah.
There was this one called Witchblade, and she basically was like a chick with like a 10 body, and then it was like she was just covered in a little bit of clay. Like, right where, the, right, yeah. You know, right in the good spot.
I forgot about Witchblade.
Good squirrel memory. Girl. Squirrel Girl exists.
I was like, whoa.
Lots of summer time with me in the Witchblade.
By the way, if you want to see those squirrel cappers, squirrel trappers, there are mugshots up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It links to the article there. Okay, so listen to this. There is a dude who has a rare brain disorder, and he hasn't been able to speak in years. They gave him an Ambien, and they've discovered all of a sudden he can speak again for a little while. It gives him a boost. What do you think the first thing he asked for?
Sex.
Yeah, it gotta be.
Food, some kind of food.
What'd you say?
BJ.
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 Is that what you said?
Yep. Big Mac.
There you go.
Yeah.
Big Mac.
I was going to say, honestly, if
it's
you.
It's probably a Big Mac.
Yeah. No, he said it. It is.
Yeah, no, it's
Yeah,
no,
but that's
I'm
what
saying.
I mean.
You were about to say.
I just was like, okay, he's not going to really ask for sex. What is it going to be? And my two things in my head were like a Coke.
Yeah.
A Coke or like a Big Mac.
I love a Big Mac.
I know you guys do. A drug that makes most people sleep has been shown to boost recovery in mute patients. An unexpected breakthrough, they say, that they call spectacular. Years ago, this Dutch man, identified only as Richard, suffered a brain injury caused by oxygen deprivation after choking on food. Ugh. After that, which happened when he was 29, he never fully recovered his motor functions, leaving him unable to speak, move, or eat on his own. So he's wheelchair bound. He requires a feeding tube and round-the-clock caretakers. They gave him an Ambien.
Just to try and put him to sleep?
I guess. They said all of a sudden it was clear Richard could see us and hear us.
Hey, guys.
Whoa.
He's now 37.
But it's only brief. It happens only when he's on the Ambien?
Right.
So it's like that movie, Awakenings.
After a 10-milligram dose, within 20 minutes, he can begin to talk. And that's when he asked someone to get him a burger.
Oh, I get that. When you've been out. Yeah, it's awesome. The human brain is insane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where when Elon unlocks it all.
But here's the crazy part. So that I'm like, a Big Mac. And then I'm like, I'm so tired.
Yeah, did he go to sleep or does it keep him awake?
Well, it lasts for just a little time. So there's this small window where...
Before he goes to sleep.
Puts him out that he has started talking. He's called his father. He started recognizing his brothers again. He could even get up from his wheelchair and walk.
What?
Oh my God. Well, then we got to figure this out, right?
Like, what's an Ambien that makes him.
Like, what is the connector in your brain that is like not. Like, clearly you can repair something.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, they don't really fully understand the relationship between this, you know, mutism and the drug, or why its success is only temporary. They're trying to figure that out now. So they've increased his dosage to 3 doses a day. But they found...
He's asleep.
He's like, Big Mac!
Big Mac again.
Just look at what kind of existence is that. Big Mac, man! Oh, Andy, I haven't seen you again.
He never makes it to the Big Mac.
No.
Big Mac again!
I guess you'd always
eat it.
You'd always have to have it ready for the next time.
Right. Yeah, you got to be like waiting.
Eat it. Who quick?
Here, chew. Oh, he's out again. Coca-Cola. I think he meant Coca-Cola. Get him a Coca-Cola for next time. Get him a straw.
Another 36 hours. Yeah, that's crazy. They always find like medicine by accident like that. It's like how Viagra was found. Mm-hmm. Like they were doing something for hearts.
That one movie with Robin Williams, man, that makes me bawl. That movie makes me bawl. It's like De Niro and Robin Williams.
Oh,
which one?
It's called Awakenings, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was a horror movie you were talking about for some reason.
No, Robin Williams is a doctor and they figure out a miracle drug that like lets these people that are like comatose.
Yeah.
Start to move and talk and everything again, like brings them back to life.
Wow.
Yeah. I've seen clips of that movie, but I never watched it. There's like a scene where they throw a beach ball at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
So they're going to continue to work with this guy, and they hope to apply their findings to a more long-term solution for patients with mutism caused by severe brain injuries. He's like their test guy.
Well, what's crazy is that it doesn't just fix the voice. He got up and walked.
He got up and walked.
That's insane, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
So it's not really a physical thing. It's a mental thing.
It's obviously something. Something brain.
Mm. Man. It's a crazy thing we got going on there.
Yeah, there's a bunch that's just unlocked, too.
Yep. One wrong move and boop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Someone else texted in saying that Ambien allowed their friend with a head injury to speak, so it does work somehow. It does something. And then not your right to sleep.
But this is the thing, like, that could...
lead to another
that
drug.
Could lead to something that totally changes people's worlds. Yeah. You know, that's what's amazing.
Absolutely.
Hmm. Yeah, it is. It's science, you guys.
Yeah, traumatic brain injury stuff is it can be very sad and it's intense.
Pete's in Boston. Hi, Pete.
Hey, soft life.
Soft life. Soft life.
Oh, that's two of you.
So there was a guy. He was he did voiceover. And, you know, it was like his job, his career, you know, like you guys need your voice, you know, same type of deal. So
yep.
He went in for dental surgery and there was a mishap and they wrecked his voice. Like he had the most insane, odd sounding voice and his face was all contorted and messed up.
That'd
and
be tough.
He lost his job over it. So he stayed up. He took an Ambien one night. And he stayed up somehow. He fought off the, you know,
sleepiness.
Well, yeah, people do that.
Yeah, and
on purpose.
He got his. Yeah, well, I think probably that's, you know, what he was doing. But he regained the ability to talk. Absolutely normal.
So, like, it stayed with him after that. It didn't just come and go with Ambien.
No. So it once the just like the other guy
once
the
it Ambien wears off.
Off or whatever. Yeah, and then. He'd be all messed up.
I got to get all my voiceovers in a short period of time.
Yeah.
It's David Chuck the Freak. David Chuck the Freak. David Chuck the Freak.
Cut all those things.
And then all of a sudden you fall asleep.
Yeah. We got four pages.
We got four pages of it. There's still three more.
He's a real Sin City takeover. It's the Sin City takeover.
Yeah.
And he's out.
He's out. All right. Let him sleep.
Somebody'd have to like prep them for that. Be like, listen, you got exactly 47 minutes with Dave. Okay, yeah. So whatever you really need.
And listen, he's going to be hallucinating the whole entire time. So it's really nuts. Okay?
Yeah.
He thinks we're all Latinos with huge jugs.
Yeah. Keep reading, Dave.
Keep reading.
He's like grabbing just fake breasts he thinks are around him.
I also don't want to come back from the dentist. And be like, no, I know. And I have to go to the dentist. I have to go to the dentist.
744, name Jennifer.
I got a bunch of dentist stuff coming up, but.
Bad to hear.
I think I have it today or that. Today or Thursday.
Oops.
Yeah, no good.
Should be all right.
So they don't mess up your face and your voice.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
That's what I'm hoping, too.
I'll say that right to them. Don't you mess up this golden face of mine.
It's my moneymaker, this face.
This thing, it gets the bills paid. You understand?
Don't you dare mess with it.
So nuts, one little thing can change your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What would you, like, honestly, would it be food? Like, you know, somehow in your brain, it's more aware, and you realize you're going to have, like, a limited window to ask for something.
Hmm.
You're going sex? I would, too.
Yeah.
I would go BJ. I think that'd be what I'd need.
Come on, listen. So you're 29 when it happens to you.
Yes.
Okay. 29.
Yeah. 29
you're
year old.
37
guy.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on like how stuff is going in the world, maybe you're with it, kind of. Like maybe you can't do stuff, but your brain has been.
Right. You're still functioning up here. You just can't express
so
it.
You can't been horny and then not able to.
Exactly. Yeah, you've been horny this whole time.
Well, and that's like one of the probably most basic programmed things in human nature is
horniness.
Horniness. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes. Yes. So your number one, it's the high, you know, it's what.
It might be food and that.
Oh,
those are the
you're
two
right.
Because
food is big time.
So, yeah.
BJ Big Mac, BJ Big Mac.
People that love me would know what I want. You don't have to tell them. They just know everything you want.
They should, yeah.
We'd have cheese at all times, all around her.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Gin, dogs.
Dogs, cats.
Yeah, dogs.
Wood-fired pizza.
Yeah.
All of our favorites. Mm-hmm. But, so you choose carefully. You only could get a couple of words.
Yeah, that's true.
And make sure I'd be like,
don't give me BJ till I wake up again.
Right.
Right.
I guess you might be like, you'd want an upper to keep you.
Oh, sure.
So you'd be
keep
up.
Awake.
And then you'd be like, give me something.
You mean an upper downer or an
no.
upper?
An upper up.
Not a Viagra.
No, right. No. I'm assuming that would come back too.
Because you can time that out just right.
Yeah.
Just a weird thought.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Haunted houses definitely aren't the same this year, but it seems like a lot of people might not care. They don't need to go to a haunted house. They're living in one. We're living in it. According to a new survey, 13% of Americans believe they're living in a haunted house. 13% of the people in this country believe their house is haunted.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest, that for a while there, I was one of them,
you
right?
You were one of them.
My brother and my dad are convinced that they see Civil War soldiers.
Really?
Yeah. Like, not see them, but, like, things happen. Like, they heard, like, a tap on their car hood. Ugh. And these things. And I'm like, okay, guys, I don't know. You both drink, so.
I can be a part of
you
it.
You never know. You never know.
Okay, let me ask you this, Chuck. Before, so you moved in with your wife.
Yeah.
And that was the house she had, right?
Yeah. It was 1925.
It was a old house.
Did you know?
It had a cistern or whatever those things are in the basement. Real creepy Michigan basement.
Did you know when you moved in?
By then, yeah. Like, after she had told me, yeah, there's some weird stuff. You know, when I started to, like, just spend the day there, you know?
It's like, so funny that you moved into what you think is a haunted house.
Yeah.
You of all people.
I know, right?
You know,
well, and I was like, but at the beginning, I was like,
Sure.
Right? Like, I'm like, okay. And then I was there that one day, and I had that weird thing that happened with the floor, where the sound, it was like clearly something like rumbling in the floor, like running along the floor, down all the way across the house, and then it turned and then moved in. And there's nothing under there. It was a Michigan basement. There's no explanation for it.
That's crazy.
I have no idea. I can't make sense of it. And that was the only time I was like, wow. Something's weird.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, maybe it was ductwork. I went downstairs. I'm like, it doesn't really
line
up.
That was the only time?
For me, yeah. And then, like, there was that weird, the cookie thing that with the.
Yeah.
I think that was just like squirrels or whatever. But still, that was the only time in that home by myself where I was like, well, that's weird. And I know Dave had heard some stuff at night, and there was like a screen door that would like open and close. And
Dave was really creeped out by that house.
And I don't get creeped out, really.
No.
I don't know.
I was sleeping in Chuck's house.
He saw me in my room.
I was on high alert. I saw him in his underwear. I was like, high alert.
I'm so scared. Oh, I see naked Chuck.
Well, like, I got up at one point, and I was like, there's a light on.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on? And I was just in my underwear. I walked around, and Dave's like on the computer, just doing some stuff, just getting us up easy.
Oh, I couldn't sleep, Chuck. I started working on the show.
Yeah, I can just pounding out some prep here. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go back to bed now that I know.
That's so weird. His nightmare.
It was.
I hope that's all he was powering out.
Yeah. It was weird.
It's so strange. Yeah.
Chuck's like half asleep, like one eye open, and his underwear. Dave, what
But then
doing?
when the ghost hunters came to that place and did all the mumbo jumbo, which I don't really believe in all the orb stuff. I know, to me, it's dust in an infrared camera. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, let's be honest about what it is. And, but still just going through that. And there was like psychic people there and they were like, oh yeah, there's definitely someone here.
They did say that someone died there.
Yeah. Ooh. And then they're like, all right, we're done. See you later, everybody. All right. See you. Everyone left. And then it was like, you know, we're here
yeah.
for this night. I'm like, nope.
left, cruised around for like the longest time. Must have come home at like almost 3 o'clock in the morning. Every light was on. It was like the whole house is like,
because we left. Remember, we went out to get, because I was there that night. Then yeah. We went to Red Robin.
Yeah. To ease our ghost fears.
Used to be.
Takes the fear of the dead away like a delicious peppercorn burger from Red Robin. That's delicious.
Can I be honest? Takes your mind right off.
It does. Nothing from the beyond can get me while I got unlimited your mind fries. Right off. Unlimited fries. I'm getting the ghost away.
But I realized I could tell how creeped out we all were by the fact that every single light was on.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh man, huh? We really turned everything on. It was lit up like a Christmas tree.
Dude, similar situation. I was at a place that had a couple of things happen, and it was with lights, and there was a couple of sounds that were downstairs that I was like, I'm going to let that be. I'm going to flip every light in the house on. But there was one light I never turned on, and I usually left lights on, so I didn't come into a dark house. And I came home, and the light above the sink, which I never had on, it was on, and the rest of the lights were off in the house. And I was like, well, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And then that was about it that happened there. And then at the end, the guy that was working on the house, I was leaving and to move out or whatever, and he's like, did you live here, man? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, you know, it's the most haunted place I ever seen. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, that's... He's like, everybody like goes running and screaming when we work on it. He's like, nobody will stay in there. And then I found out somebody had, you know, done themselves in the garage next door. Mm. And it was like,
man, you don't want to find that.
I was upset.
My question, though, that would, if you had have known, if Patty hadn't had that house yet, would you have gone into it? Like, if you knew in advance.
I didn't have much of a choice, you know?
No, like, I know you, but I'm saying, let's say you were looking at that house together and you thought you'd heard there's some weird stuff happened there. Would you have still gone ahead?
No, I wouldn't have bought a place. No. I would not buy a place that had any kind of haunted rumors.
You don't like to buy old homes anyway.
No!
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I do
there's
think
something you like about
there,
them.
There's like those, I don't know what they're called. They've got like, yeah, it's Tudor homes. I love how the look of that.
Yeah.
They look amazing. However, they're also incredibly old.
Like 1930s.
Yeah. They're incredibly old. And, you know,
this hotel we just stayed at in the Rockies was built in like the early 1900s, and there's tons of ghost tales there. And Amber loved it.
Yeah.
And she wanted to like get the room that's apparently like
Amber's in the hauntings and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, she just thinks she's fascinated
just wants
by
to be
this.
Scared and
I'm like, hell no, I don't want no haunted room. What are you talking about? We're on vacation. I don't want no haunted. I'm gonna stay awake all night every time I hear a noise.
We're here to relax.
Yeah.
And Dave hears every noise.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
she'd be out cold.
Yeah.
The ghost would be violating me. She'd be sound asleep.
Yeah. Dave hears every noise, even with like earplugs in.
Yeah.
I typically don't believe in any of this stuff, as you all know, but I don't think I could stay at that Shining Hotel.
Oh, I couldn't do any of that.
I don't think I could.
I don't, why even play with it? Like, I'm like Dave, where it's like, if I was somewhere, I want to relax. I don't want to wake up to a Victorian era woman floating over me.
Oh my God.
You know, like, I'm up for the night, right? And that might affect the rest of your whole life.
James
is like, I can't explain the Victorian era woman that was floating over me.
James is the only one of us, I think, that would like welcome this stuff open arms.
I don't know if you're
you're not afraid of it.
No, I don't really buy into a lot of it. Like, I've gone on these ghost adventures, and there's only one time where I felt like I actually hugged like a ghost child.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where my curse came from. That ghost child.
Hugged a ghost child?
Yeah. The little ghost baby.
Yeah. When I went out there, some farmhouse a while back, we talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
My whole body got tingly. Like, there's a psychic that's like, there's a boy in the room and he wants to play with somebody. And I felt like a little tug on the back of my shirt. And then I'm like, oh, I think I felt a tug on my shirt. And she's like, give him a hug, kneel down. And I like kneel down and just put my arms out, and then just the whole right side of my face and like shoulder and chest got like all tingly cold. Like, it was crazy. Like, I'm just hugging an ice cube, but there's nothing there, and some meter started going crazy.
But I like that.
Shouldn't have done that, James.
And ever since then, my life's been a disaster.
Oh, no. Once you hugged a ghost,
you've
never been the same.
That. Everyone knows.
I got a ghost STD or something.
Yeah, he does.
Dave needs to have another kid and name him Ghost.
Mm. And there's Ghost Hunter.
Jeez. Well, how would I do that to someone?
I don't know.
Someone said, I live in Salem.
My house is built in 1506.
Come on, you can't do that. You can't do
but
that.
But I feel like the spirits are friendly.
That's that. That Massachusetts is so old. Yep. Like, people have been there forever. That's where you get the real creepy. It's like, oh, in life you were a witch. Great.
They live on the first planned street in America.
Oh, my
God. No, there's ghosts everywhere you turn.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's like being in the, if you travel to Europe or wherever, where buildings are older than the country that we live in, you know what I mean? Like by 1,000 years, by 2,000 years, like Lisa had talked about it the other day. You go to like the basement of some of these like castle type places and you just feel how incredibly creepy it is.
This guy, listen to this, dark-sided warning. Two people have died at my house. One roofer and someone committed suicide in my basement 3 years ago.
3 years ago?
Yeah. I never believed in hauntings, but I do now. I hear whispers at the spot my friend died at. It's very cold.
No, thanks.
That's real dark side.
Listen, please. Listen, horrible. Don't commit suicide in my basement.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try not to.
Oh, my God.
You'll be safe for me, Dave, because I'm going for the high school. Jumping head first
and out of my neck. Don't worry.
Suicide Swan Dive.
Oh, my goodness.
Suicide Swan Dive.
Your living room is safe.
Yes.
Now, your backyard. I don't know how tall
your
house
is. Yeah, you can climb up top.
Yeah, your pool yard might be a problem.
Yeah, yeah. How about this? My girlfriend on vacation in Colorado. I was home alone with the baby. She messages me at 1:30 in the morning and says, "Are you up?" The baby monitor notified her of movement. She sent me a pic of glowing eyes under the crib.
Nope.
We don't have any pets.
Nope.
Yeah. You're going to want to get that baby out of there, and you're going to want to move immediately. Yeah. I wouldn't just
take the baby and run. Take the baby and run.
Glowing eyes under the crib there.
Oh, man. If I see glowing eyes, that's it. That's it.
I don't know how my mind would handle literally seeing an apparition.
I think.
I don't know. Like, I'd have real trouble with that. I'd be like, man, what's my stuff?
Well, you know, it's funny because I watched that new UFO thing movie that's out there, and it's called The Phenomenon or whatever, but it talks about how when you see something that your brain can't compute,
it makes up us.
That you just like, it almost goes into like a weird either shutdown mode or it just shoves it into like a compartment in your brain that like tries to make sense of it. Like if you see something moving in a way you've never, it doesn't make any sense. Your brain can't comprehend it. It's like how people feel when they're in an earthquake for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And like your
brain,
your brain completely goes insane, right?
Yeah.
Now I've never been in. I've never felt one, so I don't know what that's like.
My dad's been in one, and he talks about it. He said it is weird.
I felt it here.
Really?
Right. But I mean, like, imagine being in a big one.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Where everything under you feels like rubber all of a sudden, and it's like your brain would go crazy seeing something like that.
Corey's in Port Charlotte. Hi, Corey.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man. You think you live in a haunted house?
Yeah, I know we do. Actually, one night, me and the wife were in bed, and we start hearing this noise from the kitchen. I go and check it out. The blender is on full blast. Everybody in the house is sleeping. My kids are asleep, and I'm looking at my wife like, this is weird. The blender was just on. You know, on a blender, you have to press a button down to make it cut on. So I turned it off and unplugged everything. And the most recent thing that's happened is the windows of my car and my sunroof will just go down by themselves.
Yeah, but Dave had a car like that, too.
Yeah, it was electric. Thank God. Not haunted. Electrical issues.
Yeah. Pontiac.
Yeah. The Saturn was like that. It was haunted by its own issues.
That's creepy,
but there's
though.
There's a memorial right on my front lawn where someone died.
Nope. Oh, my God. That's so good.
Yeah.
And they like blended drinks and breeze.
Right.
Just making a ghost daiquiri.
That's it. He loves daiquiris.
I don't want a memorial on my
front lawn. Listen, it's terrible, right? You see it all the time. Like I'll drive. There's a road I have to drive down. And at this one spot in this ditch area right in front of someone's house, something obviously really bad had happened there. I don't know what it is, but they don't let it go. Okay.
Oh, right. So they're constantly putting flowers and stuffed toys.
And I'm talking for seven years, 8 years. there's a cross, there's all sorts of stuff. It's always updated, always more, always more. And I'm like, this is right in front of that guy's house. Like, That's tough. Be creeped out.
Yeah, I would be too. But what do? You can't take it down.
No, I know. No, you can't. But I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't want anything tragic like that to happen in my front yard.
No. Someone texted us to let us know that all ghost childs are demons.
Oh, no!
Because good kids are taken right above.
Oh.
But ghost kids, they have to stay. And so James, you were hugged by
a demon child.
Great.
I got a demon following me around now. All for those dumb radios.
You're right.
I really love this radio bit.
Do you, demon? I'm glad you enjoyed the radio bit.
Jane sold life because of that one.
I get all tingly because I got a demon. Who knows what the demon was doing to me when I was hugging his ass.
Uh-oh.
I put my finger in.
Oh.
Well, I kind of enjoyed that part.
Yeah. The demon shocker. Yeah. Evan's in Boston. Hi, Evan.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, how's you going?
So I lived in a house. We only lived, well, an apartment for about 6 months because it was nuts. The second we moved in, the cat let it out of the little kitty box there, ran right into the closet, tail between the legs, lived in the closet the whole 6 months, actually had to put food and stuff in there for it to survive. First thing I noticed after that, playing a video game, you know, you put your controller down in your bed, walk out into the kitchen, put an Easy Mac in the microwave, come back out into my room, controllers on the TV. I'm like, all right, did I put that there? Was that me? I don't know. So I'm sitting down, then you hear the ding, and you go, Easy Mac is back on the counter, out of the microwave, dead cold, never cooked. You start to think, did I do that? You know what I mean? And it was just weird little things would move, like playing games with you, but you'd never physically see it move.
Yeah, so you would think, did I do that? Over and over again.
Like that. That's
me and my mother started like not getting along, and I've always been into ghosts. I ended up looking up in the house years ago in like the 70s, because this was 10 years ago this happened. Back in the 70s, a little boy was like drowned in that apartment in the bathtub. Oh,
Jesus.
When the father was watching him, and they could never prove if the father, like everyone, you know, like the whole city thinks the father did it, but you can't prove it type of situation.
And now he wants your Easy Mac.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would too.
Yeah.
I would too.
I'd be the ghost of Chuck the Freak. He'd be wanting all your treats.
I think I'll take that, but I'd actually probably let it warm up.
Jeez.
I hate it cold.
Easy Mac. Kirsten, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good. You're one of the 13% that believe their house is haunted.
Yes.
Why?
Basically, so I've had my dog bark at like random things in my room. It's mainly just in my room, not anyone else's. The other thing is that I basically had an interaction the other night where I couldn't sleep because of a bunch of noises, and then something weighted fell on top of me. I couldn't breathe for like a good couple of seconds, and I checked in the morning, all the blankets that I've had, they're not weighted enough to the point where I couldn't breathe if it fell on top of my face. So I felt like something pulled it over top of me and sat on top of my face.
That's usually my move right there.
Yeah, it is time. It is time to move. Time to find a new house in Fort Myers, Kirsten.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, good luck to you. Someone said just had a medium come out to our 1890s farmhouse. Turns out there was a portal in the bedroom.
Oh,
gosh, portal!
Portal!
We got a portal in the bedroom!
Listen, can I tell you what you don't want? A portal. Yeah. Anywhere.
No.
I don't know. Can they go in the portal?
I don't think you want to see what it is. A terrifying dimension. According to Poltergeist, it's not good to have a portal in your bedroom.
No.
Someone else said, my current house we live in, it's an old farmhouse that was a foreclosure. The old owner died inside of it at the other end of the house. I constantly hear music playing when doing renovations. Even some of my contractors have heard music while working there.
It's got to be a great deal, but it comes with the haunting.
Yeah. So that to me doesn't equal great deal. Come on now.
Well, I remember when we were selling my house, too. That was, you know, whatever happened there. The realtor was trying to figure out whether or not we should say it was haunted.
Some people, it can make the price go up, or it can be more like people that
want. And it was right at the beginning of the housing crisis. So luckily, it sold before everything really got
really bad, but the realtor was like, hey, we might have to, if you want this thing sold, we might have to start saying, hey, it's a haunted, it's a haunted place, and have one of these people that like that.
I remember you going through that.
Yeah.
Paul in Tampa, you've had an experience.
Yeah, before I had the experience, I would watch, you know, Ghost Hunters, Adventures, and all that as entertaining, because that's what I thought it was. It's all bull, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
I had my own experience. I'm coming home from fishing at 3 in the morning. I have a friend in my passenger seat. We're right there, we're right on 38th by this school that's being renovated. Well, we're at the stoplight, there's no one around, the windows are down, it's gorgeous out. And we hear the creak, and it sounded like it was in my passenger, like someone leaned in my window. And we, me and my friend just hear, dude, I lost it. Wow, I didn't wait for the light. I put my foot down, got home, St. Christopher necklace on, and I didn't sleep a wink that night. It was absolutely
I mean, I don't need a laughing thing.
No.
Dave's so different than George Norrie. He just, like, I just, this crazy ghost thing. He just goes, well, sure.
Oh, you gotta practice your oh my.
Oh, my.
You gotta.
Oh, my.
Practice your oh my.
Well, sure. Yeah, sure.
You, don't wanna, you know, laughing. Demonic laughing. Now, yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah, have a good day.
I don't want a demonic laugher. No. I have one more call here. We could do this for hours. Obviously, yeah, everyone's haunted. But yeah. Charles, you're in Why Mama?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I've never heard of Why Mama, Florida. So you live in a haunted place?
Yes, sir. We actually purchased this mobile home that was built in the 1960s.
Whoa.
And it turns out that there were about 6 graves on the property.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, no, no,
oh,
no, no.
So that's
no,
like
no,
the graves. Haunted caretaker's
yeah,
place.
You can't have graves.
So, well, after we had moved in, we were there for about 6 months, and we noticed little things start happening. Like, we'd lock the front door and go to bed, and we'd wake up in the morning, and the front door was sitting wide open. I'd turn the TV off, and it would turn itself on and turn it back off and turn it back on. I have game systems in my house that I don't know where the controllers have went to.
You know, it's weird because there's this, they did a documentary on it. It's this place called Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like one of these famous places. All this weird stuff always happens there. But there's this thing that people always reported of this like trickster type of phenomenon. Where it's like moves your phone away. We're like, where did my phone go? I just had it. Where? Like, it's weird. It's like a trickster type thing. And it's, I think the thing that weirds you out is that, like the one guy said, well, did I not put the mac and cheese in
right,
the
microwave? It messes with your mind. Right.
Where
yeah.
it's like, it's messing with
you
your mind.
You can't tell for
you
sure.
You can't tell
you
for sure.
You see it.
You know.
By the way, these are the signs that people think that their house is haunted, from the most popular to the least. Strange noises, number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes them think their house
that
is haunted.
That was mine.
Strange shadows is next.
Never saw shadows.
Hot and cold spots.
Mm-hmm.
The feel of certain rooms. Strange pet behavior.
To me, that's the thing that would creep me out. The number one thing is
the
if,
dog's
like,
barking at
if,
something that's you
if
can't see.
If Hershey walked in the room and looked into like the corner of the room where there's nothing, like no reason
and
for him
was,
to
like following something,
and started barking at it, and he does not bark, and he doesn't. I mean, that'd be it.
Yeah,
that'd be it.
Items moving.
Well, that I mean,
the feeling of being touched and levitating objects.
Well, that's
a real bummer. You know, I'll tell you, if you see something levitating.
That's a real bummer when it's levitating.
It's hard to fake a pen flying across the room.
Oh, boy. That's going to stick with me, that one.
Yeah.
I saw a pen fly across the room.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.